Begin the current top, the seventh bum seed of Tzadiches, begin them at all, begin the test master, begin the Gemara, then Rabba, because Rabba says, that if the guy says, you only have 50 and the rest I don't know, okay, since he can't swear, he has to pay. So Pishab Ben Chanan explains, the Dibber Rabba Baha'i Lishna, these words of Rabba that we're quoting with these words, we don't find their source in the Gemara, but we received our teachers, the Ikara, its source is Beperkal Nishbon, Marshfuz of Mzaim and Alf. Rabba said, Kavasid, their Baba Mistabra, which is this Allah, since you can't swear that you have to pay, and that's where our Gemara is quoting from. It says, to begin with, Gemara, Mitech Shein Yechelishov Misham, this Allah, that since you can't swear, you have to pay. So it says, the truth is, Hochen Nami, Habalon Lameimer, we could have said, Min adin that mikra adin that the same thing would be b'choshed al hashvua that someone suspected regarding an oath that since he can't swear he should have to pay ela tikno but instead they instituted she connect the nishba v'naitel that the one that's claiming it from him he should go ahead now and swear and collect why because in an acher any other way lava evsha wouldn't be possible why because shemisha he writes whoever would want to, would lend this guy a penny, a nickel, a quarter, and then he'll claim whatever he wants from him. And this guy will admit to some of it because he actually did lend him a pruta. And he can admit to him how much he owes him. Because the guy's claiming more. Since he won't be able to swear because he's chashed al shvua, he's going to take everything the guy has without an oath. Tiknus that the institute is shishav because connected that the claimant should have to swear. Allah over here and the benasch in the case of the nasch rebaba shein yochel shaba the guy can't swear limach mishu chashid not because he suspects at the betriyaz it just happens to be in this circumstantial situation where this claimant yochel shaba can't swear machmasama or because of the situation so late tzrichel shaba connected it didn't require it's not like one of these like global situations where it's never going to be the guy's never going to have an option. And therefore, they didn't institute that the guy opposite should have to swear, and partially since this guy can't swear, so the guy could collect. He says, Master, begin with the Gemara, that Mishkachas la Reisha Batarti, so it comes out with this Isik Shvua that the Reisha, the first two cases are with two cows, and Basifa Batlas, and the last case is with three cows. Taisa says, Hak Sugi Ar Sugi Asik Reb Chiba Yosef. Which is this little because it commonly holds them becoming of Kamzain Manalf. Here of Parashas Ksivkan, that the Pasig is mixed into somewhere else. That is Vachik Siv Kihuzeh, when it says in the Parashah Kihuzeh, doesn't belong over here. Amil who belongs on regarding to Allah alone. That's what the Siv is going on. But regarding the Pasig, Lebay Kfir Vado, you don't have to have a denial and an admission, Bahadi Nensu, together with your claim of that it was an Einus. The boy has some Reb Chiya bar Abba, Amar Reb Yechna, which Paul Gabrai said the Rami Bachama, which is brought here in our Gemara, disagrees with that Brisa. The boy Gimel Paras requires three cows. No, Elmshtei Parasagi, number two cows by Da Ukfira, with one you're admitting to, one you're denying, or by Da Benenzo, or when you're admitting and when you're just saying that it's Einus. Now Taisa explained the Gers Rabbeinu Tam does not have the Gersa Hanimil B'Milva, that this only applies by a loan, that but I will be called maze and maze, but by a deposit, surely a person is brazen, which just refers to Rashi Baba Kama when they learn Reb Chiya bar Yosef that says Eir Parish is Ksivkan on the pasuk Hashem Kiyuzeh that it's only going on a loan and not on deposit. That truth is that Hashem would swear even with just a denial without admission, even though Kiyuzeh sounds like somewhat yes, somewhat not. So the Gemara over there explains what's the difference between a loan that you need to have Hoida to Pekadin that you don't need to have Hoida. That by loan, the person does not have the audacity to totally deny the whole thing because the lender did him a favor. So therefore, if he denies, it's actually a sign that that's the truth and that he doesn't owe him anything and therefore doesn't have to swear. But by Pekadin, where he didn't do him a favor, a person would have the audacity to deny the whole thing. And therefore, Chayvish will even denies the whole thing. So according to Rashi, the Gersa there is V'gabi Milva who deklamei mahachiyah that we deny by Pekadin. Maze and maze. But that's what it says being there. Rabbeinu Tam learns that Reb Chiya bar Yosef, as we just mentioned before, that holds Erev Parshas Ksivkan. What he means to say is that Hashem Kiyuzeh is going both on the deposit and on the milva. And both of them, if you kaif hakol, you don't swear until you might do a mixes. That's the case. You don't have the gears over the Begad Milbahud Iklame Mahab Begad Bekad Mez. Because there's no difference between the Mil and the Bekad. Unless the Gemara brings with the Svar that a person is not made Panab Likra Kol, Gemara is coming to answer why is Moed Mixes Chayb Shvua. We should believe Moed Migu that he could be Kaifa Kol. And that Gemara is answering, a person would not have the Aza to deny the whole thing. Now, Avariva, Garisli, he actually does have the gears of Mefarish, and he explains that Hanimil Bemilva, when did we say, this halacha, that you don't swear only when you have a haida, that's specifically by a loan of berkadin, but by deposit, the hainu betainu. So he explains, so what does this mean by milva and not by berkadin? It means, hainu betainu b'leshaych ele b'berkadin, meaning a claim that would only be applicable by a deposit, the hainu betainu einis, which by Hashem you could be potter, which by Bekadon, a milva, oinus, not an excuse, you're chayiv anyways if it's oinus. So saying, but somebody that's only by Bekadon, means a tain oinus, that may is amazed that a person would have the audacity, because the inchaveir makir b'shikr, his friend doesn't know regarding if he's lying, if he's oinus or not. And therefore, v'chayiv, there is liable, afel b'lohedot, even without any admission. Because a person would have the audacity, and that's the whole svara of why you would be chayiv a potter. And Mishama Farish Ba'irich there in Baba Kama, that text explains it in length. Now, based on this, Bahashul Pirish Riva, according to the interpretation of the Riva, that a Shemer swears on the Taina of Nensa, even out of Haida, that's like whether how Milvo or Bekadin, that's just something that, I mean, it's only applicable by Bekadin. So it says that Ach over here, the Katoyin Seicher. So the renter is claiming Kedarka Meza. Died in the normal way. I will any day, but I don't know, in Bishah Sheila, in Bishah Schirs. I don't know if it was during the time of the loan, the time of the rental, Eshule Schura, or was it the rented one or the loaned one. And that's what we're saying, that he's going to, he since he says any day, so he's going to be Chai. Now, although for an oath, Shemesa Kedarka, that it died in a normal way, Tainu, Tainu Denenso, which that would be the claim that it was the Oinus. We're saying, that you don't have to have an admission. What Tais is coming to address over here is that we want to explain why the Gemara needed that the Rishon should have two cows and the Sefer should have three cows. So that you should have hoida in one of them. Why isn't it enough to have the ratio with one cow and the Sefer two cows? So that's what he's coming to say, that even though that based on his claim, it died in the normal way, and it's even without hoida, as we just explained. However, what he's claiming that he doesn't know if it's the shula that died or the skur that died, he wouldn't be chai b'shvu until you have hoida b'miktzis, because that's his that's his denial. In other words, on the tzad, that's the schur that died, that would be a kfira on the schur, because that's part of Einus. And if you would say definitively that the schur is the one that died, he wouldn't swear until he might be mixes, like the loch of kfira, that's not chayav b'shvua until he might be mixes. So therefore, when he says, I don't know, it's not considered mechayav b'shvua, that in yuchal yishava, until he does a haida. So it comes out, that's what Tais is coming to say. He says, ma'kamak mashatoyin in yedeya, when he says, I don't know, im shulay schucha, the hainu kfira, that's the denial, boyada, that has to have an admission. That's why it says that the ratio is talking about two, and the sefer is with three, since you could have this haida and the kfira. Now, the hashtika chadadaida, so now you have one that is admitting to v'amuchir shvua l'shava. And now he's obligated an oath to swear Shaskur Mesa that the rented one is the one that died. Because he loved that he died, not for the one that he admits to. Okay, if I called, then he would be considered denying everything. A potter would be exempt. Now, our continuous thesis. Now, what would you say, Vade Gilgal, what you could devolve an oath, the Nishba that he swears, the Kedarka Mesa that died in a normal way, and that itself should be Mechayev Meshua? No, Ein La Shvi'oi. that would not obligate him an oath, because the Parish of Bevasnit, like we already explained in the Mishnah, of Tzadizayin Menav, Taisa de Maskel Bayoim, explained this. He gave either the dynamic Al-Gashvu only when the tone of the Nitva is the Vadai, somewhat to Saita, which is not the case over here, or told him that the Maskel trusts him that it died in a normal way, and there is not being Mashbiyim, or it's talking about where the Maskel knows that the par died in a normal way, and there is not being Mashbiyim. Then the Taisis, the Ulapirish Rabbeinu Tam, Asa Shabbat Tfei, makes more sense. But the day according to him, I feel a Nensu, the truth is, yeah, even my case of Einus, Boy Hida, you need to have a case of admission, therefore the Rish has step two, and the Sefer has to have three. Even when he claims that died in a normal way, he cannot be Meshbiyim, only if he's Maidivim Mixus. Now, says Tosfos further, Rami Bachama, as the Gemara tells us, Mokelo Begimel Paras, he explains the ratio with three counts. Kripchia, which, like Kripchia per Abba, that Chod Adayda, Vachod the Kfir, one is you admitting, one you deny. Ein Isa Shatoyan Ladam, that's the one that you're saying this never happened. Chod Adayda, one that you're saying it was Ainus. Aina he, the Katoyan in Yedea, now that's the one that he says, I don't know. The Tornba, Shemezikadarka, which he's saying that it died in the normal way. Says Taisis, Vim Tomi, if you're going to say, Bebeis Agi, when it should be enough with two. Bahid Dahida, the one that you're admitting to, Bahid in Yedeya, and the one that he's saying you don't know, because the Ikabonensa Vikfira. Really, in that one, you're also saying that it was an Ainus, and hence, that's also a denial. Because he's saying the rented one is the one that died, that's denying on the squirrel because that's your part of Ba'inus, as Tais explained previously in the opinion of the Riva. So this Tais Vishlam, what you can say is, the Gzeis HaKasev, it's a biblical decree, the In Oy Lekan Lekan. You can't use a claim for both ways, which is what we're trying to say based on what we were asking. But the Q is Zem Mashma, Yeka Kfir Ba'ida, that there is a denial and admission, Milvad Oysa Shatoyin Ba. Besides the one that is claiming Shalei Pasha, but that it was not negligent with it. And therefore, that's why it's not an option. Now, Mikan Yishlechia, from here he can prove the Ramba Chama, Lesage Bekfir Vahida, that's not enough for a denial and admission B'lein Netsu without a claim of Einus. In other words, but look at the Pirish by Gizal Kama, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, not the way Taisa brings about Kama from Rabbeinu Tam. And Taisa proves it because the Isagi, if it would be enough, according to him, you wouldn't have to add on the cow of denial, the bishel hoydav, any day you have a sagi, because just with the one that you admit to and the one you say I don't know would be sufficient. And that it's enough with two cows. So obviously, that you need another one with the claim of oinus. This is what I'm going to say. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, that Heicha Palig Abrais the Rambam Chama. So we have this machlokes, but how does it disagree? This Abrais the Rambam Chama brings. He's an Amar. How could he disagree with a Tana? If something could say the Sofik Masnitin the Shvuos Hadiyan. It was like the Mishnah and Shvuos Daf Membeis and Beis. We're saying, well, this guy says, look, I gave you a building filled with stuff up until the ledge. Was about the chalain. Says no, only up until the window. Or Vesela he'll be Labachulu. Or the case of Esek Gifun Tunis Mesartilach, 10 grapevines laden I gave you, and he says, no. With the Bakula, regarding all these cases, we see that you only need to have admission and a denial, and you don't have to have another one of Nensu. So he holds like these Mishnais. Then the question is the other way around. Mtem, we can say, Rabbi Yechanan, Heche, Polgam, Asnitin. How do you disagree with these Mishnais, this Mishnah, and Shuas, with Sabbath Kebraist, Ram Machama, but Ram Rabbi Yechanan, Lachistan Mishnah? So he should rule like a Mishnah, not like a Braisa. Hashem says we can say the Magarna and then Alibi Rabbi Yechanan. It's a well-known Machlekes Amarim according to Rabbi Yechanan. Kedam and Reish El Treifis and the Chunda Memgilim and Alf. If Rabbi Yechanan rules like Stam Mishnah, and could be that's going like the one who says that he does not necessarily rule like Stam Mishnah. Or you know, another part you could say is Yom Hill say Shabbachal Mishnayis, old Mishnayis, Lechoshes Lahasker Oisin Shalainz. It just didn't bother mentioning the third one of Oinz. Get Mukam Asnit and Dach, like we say our Mishnah over here, didn't mention the other extra cows. So it's not a raya, and it wouldn't be difficult. It could be, it is, there's another one they were einsen, like the Braisa. But to me, according to the town, what's difficult according to the town is the park, but someone surely asks, We're getting the case of the Mishnah where this guy says, yes, I know the owner says that it was the loaned one, the renter says it was the rented one. Look, as Yeshua has to swear. So the Gemara asks, am I why? What he claimed is not what he said anything to. Now, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Parach. The question is on Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda. The Lei Bayu, Pras, Paras Haida. They don't need to have, as they're going to have to answer for Rav Nachman, the cow of admission. And therefore, he's totally denying Kedepirish Bakunchus, and therefore that's the question, well, why should he swear? There's no way to mimic this. Cain, if that's the case, my Mishnah was the Gemara answer de Gilgal, that it's so Gilgal Shavuah, Domalei, system, Ishtabea, the Kedaka Mesa, that you have to swear that it died in a normal way, now you can make him swear on what he's claiming. Given like how he does, since it's no admission, he's not Chayav Shavuah, fellow Italian is Nenzu, even the claim of blindness. But below Perish Akunchus, and without Rashi's interpretation, Tikkus Rabbi Yehuda, still you would ask on Rabbi Yehuda, Hayechitatz, how would he answer? Even like Elchad the Par, since there's only one cow, which Leperjiva also appreciates. But according to what we brought previously from the Riva, so that definitely makes sense. Because he holds that on the Tain of Nenso itself, the Shem would swear according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what you can say is the he shvua midrabanan. This oath is actually rabbinic. Midrabanan ikar shvua benenso. Because rabbinically, there's an oath by Nenzo B'leishim Adah without even admission. Well, the Metzach Adah, as we said from many times, that you require an admission. B'shem in the idea, have a kefira, because I don't know, is a denial. Because the Brisha is the Riva, like we explained according to the Riva. And B'chim Eferash Rabbein Tam, that's Rabbein Tam is going to explain. Ahi the Sefer Meicha Bayis, the Gemara Babastav Ayin Mabeis, comment that says Elo Min Nensu. If a guy would say, "Oh, you know, there was an oinus that happened," Lav Shvuah Bayi wouldn't require an oath. Well, Tosis says the Hainu Midrabban. That's only rabbinically, because we said Midrash said that wouldn't be enough. They can Shvuah Midrabbanon because the rabbinic oath Kaidim as we continue to Mabeis, Shvuah has this. That even before they instituted Shavuos Hesses, because once they instituted Shavuos Hesses, any Kaif HaKol would have to swear. But even before that, as we find out by Pahikim Psuga, Pahikim Ksuba, when her Ksuba is deficient because she already used it to collect some of it, Veidach and Meitchi Peru, when you have one witness testifying that was paid up, as the Gemara brings, Perakokayas, and Ksuba is not paid Zayn Menach. Loid Omer Ben Tam, additionally, Ben Tam says, meaning, Bentham's coming to answer Tosafot's question. How would he explain Rav Huna Yehuda regarding the middle case? So this guy says there was the lone one that died, and he says the rented one that died. So he says he swears that the rented one that died. And the question according to Bentham is, how could he swear that it died the normal way, but there's no Haida according to Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? So Rav Yehuda Muki Nam Maslin the Shvut is Yosef explains the Mishnah Rav Nachman. There is actually one with an admission. So then the question is, as Tosafot comes to explain, what's the question? In other words, it means a very different question than it normally means. Why is he swearing that it's the rented one that died? The other element. He should swear that the lone one is still around. And this one he's giving it back to him. And she responds to his claim, that he said, that's the lone one that died. He says, no, it's alive. I'm giving it back to you. And that's the Gemara answer. They Gilgal. That is keeping the tzarich l'shava al oisah shemesah shekadarka mesah, since he has to swear ready for the one that he's saying that it died in the normal way. So Rabbanan idach shvuah nami Allah beGilgal. So the Rabbanan is saying that okay, we're rolling on the oath on that same one. The tiblas beis shvuah is al par achas. It's better to make two oaths on one cow. Yes, ma beis paros more than two oaths on two different cows. Aval he the merchabayis, but the Gemara b'vasa af ein men aleph like l'ukmi that you cannot explain. Kigun the ikka par acheres. Shalayda, that as if there's another cow of admission. The lukma to explain the leka haida, that there's no admission. And Ratis Le Shaper. Ratis is referring to, it's Gemara Baba Basra, of Ein, someone deposited by his friend Shtar. That guy says, I gave it back. So he's Neman, with a migud that he could have said that it was Einus. Gemara asks, why is he believed? If he would have said anything, he would have been shuwa. The Gemara answers that also on Hechzarta, give it back, is not believed only with a shuwa. So he's asked Rabbi Natam that you see over there that on Nensu, you chayb a shuwa even without a haida. So he says you can't explain and say that, oh, there's also another cow that he's made to. For example, let's say give him two cows with a star, and he says on one of them, I'm chayb, the other one I give back. This is saying he should be named with a miga that he could have said one cow, I am chayb, but one was an einus, which now, yeah, he would be chayb a shuwa on Nensu because there would be haida. If that's the case, what would the Gemara's question be asking? Why is he Neman on the claim of Chazarti with a Migad and Nentzu, but on Nentzu is Chayb Shvua? So the Gemara could have just said, Pashid, that even on Nentzu, he wouldn't be Chayb Shvua because there's no admission with it. Where does the Gemara know to make this presumption that we're talking about that there's also Haidah to ask on Nentzu to be Chayb Shvua? You could explain that without Haidah, and then he'd be Neman with a Migad that it was Einis because he didn't swear even on, doesn't swear even on Nentzu. Obviously, you have to say that without Haidah, you have a Shvu on Nensu, and rabbinically, as we'd answer for Rabbeinu Tam previously.